The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Pikudei. Pikudei deals with the Parsha, which speaks about the final construction of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, and the Hakomas HaMishkan, when Moshe put up the sanctuary. And this is what the Torah has been teaching us for the last five Parshas, Terumah Tzitzaber, Kisisa Vayakal and Pikudei. The Ikar of the Mishkan the prime point of the sanctuary was the Torah. And how do we know this? In the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Parshas Terumah states as follows: I am giving you a mekach, a purchase, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies is good. Something which is full of goodness and has no lack in it. And therefore do not forsake my Torah. Al ta'azevu es ha-mekach shenosati lochem. Do not forsake the mekach, the purchase which I have given to you. Yesh lecho odom lekeach mekach. Sometimes a person buys something. Yesh be zohov vein be kesev. It'll have gold in it, but not silver. Yesh be kesev vein be zohov. Sometimes it'll have silver in it, and it will not have gold. Aval ha-mekach shenosati lochem. Yesh be kesev. But what I am giving to you, it has silver. As it states in the Medrash brings a pasuk to show that the Torah is more valuable than silver, and yesh be zahav, and has gold, as it states on nechabodim mizavim pozrov. So the Torah has both gold and silver. Yesh adam lekeach sodis avalei kromim. Sometimes a person will buy field grain fields, but not vineyards. Kromim velei sodis. Sometimes he'll buy vineyards. He'll buy land that has vineyards, but it's does not have grain fields. But what I am selling to you, what I am giving to you, has both fields which you grow tvua, grain on them, and kromim, and vineyards. And then the Medrash brings a source for this. Sometimes a person might buy something, but he doesn't really know the true value of it, if it's something which is very valuable. But from the profit that the merchant that sells it to him, he makes on it, then from there he knows how valuable it is. We can only determine the value of the Torah by what Moshe, his profit was. What was his profit? As it states, Moshe liyoda ki koren or pona bedabre itoy. Moshe did not know that there were beams of light coming out of his face from speaking to Hashem. Yesh lecho mekach shemi shemachore nimkarimai. Sometimes, yesh lecho mekach shemi shemachore nimkarimai. Is it possible that you can sell something to someone, and even the one who sells it, the seller, is also in the transfer, in the transaction? Omar Kodesh Bochel Yisrael, Machati Lochem Teirosi. Hashem says to Yisrael, I have sold you my Torah, Kaviyochal Nimkalti Imo. It's as if I sold you myself. As it states, Vayichuli Truma, Akodesh Bochel says, take from me Truma. For what purpose? Vosali Mishkon, to make us a sanctuary, Vishachanti Bishechon, that I may dwell amongst you. So we see that after the Matan Torah, after the giving of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Israel the Torah, and now they got Hashem also, because he commanded them to build a sanctuary that he might live with them. Moshe Lemelech Shua Yisrael Abash Yechido. This can be understood with the parable that there was a king who had an only daughter. A young prince came along, Unatolo, and he married her. After all the festivities were over, Bikesh Leilech Leila Artsoy, Ulita Lishta, he wanted to go back to his land and take his wife with him. So the king said, the daughter which I have given to you is my only daughter. I cannot separate myself from her. To tell you, do not take her, I cannot, because I've already given her to you as a wife. So do this for me, this goodness. She called Mokum Shata Helech, wherever you go, Kitain Echor Aseli, she Edo Etzlechem. Wherever you go, build a little cottage, a little room for me also, that I can come and stay with you. Sheni yochal laniach esbiti, because I cannot live without my daughter. Kachoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so did Hashem say, Israel, I have given you the Torah, to separate myself from her, I cannot. To tell you not to take her, I cannot, because I've already given her to you. Ela kol mokam shatem holchim, but wherever you go, Bais echod asuli, build for me a house, she edor b'seichai, that I may live with her and amongst you. As it states, for osuli migdosh v'shachanti b'seichom, build for me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst you. Now, the whole medrash needs further explanation. But what we're going to see from here is that the prime reason for the mishkan, for the sanctuary, was the Torah. Now let's first explain what the Medrash is saying. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, Ki lekach tov nasati lochem, Torosi al tazovu, do not forsake this Torah, because this is not something which is an everyday matter. This is a lekach tov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something is good, it means it's good from every possible aspect. And that's what the Torah is. And the Midrash explains, because there are some things that have cast of silver, but they do not have gold. The others that have gold do not have silver. Sometimes you buy something and it's fields that you can grow, wheat fields, but it's not vineyards. Other times you buy things and it's vineyards and not wheat fields. But the Torah has everything in it. The Maral explains in Tferes Yisrael, Perek Mem Vov, what is the attribute of silver? What is so special about it? The specialty of silver is in its purity. If you look at silver, it's pure. The color is almost transparent. There is nothing in the silver that will become an obstacle to its clarity. And the Torah is always praising this silver, where it's refined over and over. What is the greatness of gold? Gold is something which states Nachbon, because of Zod. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because of its color. It's something which the eyes take much pleasure in looking at. Actual color of gold comes from the family of red. Now, silver has no color. To the contrary, if it would have color, so that would be an obstacle in its purity and clarity. Gold, on the other hand, is not translucent, it's not transparent. It has a color, and it has the beauty. So each one has an attribute. Each one has something special about it. But you cannot have one product that has both in it, because actually they're contradictory. Torah has the attributes of both silver and gold. It is pure. It is clear to the ultimate. Shnoki Tohor. And at the same time, it's Nechmad Le'eni Asechel. It is something which is very beautiful to the eyes of the intellect. Then the Medrash states, sometimes you buy fields which you grow wheat on, but it doesn't have, it's not vineyards. Other times vineyards, and it's not wheat fields. Wheat fields, this represents the nigla. When you go and you buy a field which is growing wheat, you see exactly what you're getting. You could even come and buy it with all of the wheat on the field. So this represents what is revealed. The vineyard, this represents the nishtar, what is concealed. Because when you buy a vineyard, you do not know what you're getting. Because even if all of the grapes are in full bloom, you do not buy the vineyard for the grapes, you buy it for the wine. And one never knows what kind of wine is going to be produced from these grapes. So therefore the vineyard represents that what is concealed. If it's revealed, it's not concealed. If it's concealed, it's not revealed. The Torah has both. The Torah has the nigla and the nistar. Firstly, one can learn Torah and be at a very, very simple level, and still he understands the Torah. One can learn the Torah at a little deeper level, and he understands the Torah. This is what is known as the nigla. At the same time, the Torah has what is known as the sod, deep, concealed secrets, which only are revealed to a person after a lifetime of studying Torah, or to many it's never even revealed. So what the Medrash is bringing out, that the Torah encompasses everything, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lekach Tov, it is good, it has all of the goodness. In addition, the Torah will lead a person in the Nigla, in that what is revealed, and in the Nista, in that what is concealed. In the Nigla, that refers to this world. The Torah is the Darkei Hashem, the way of Hashem in this world. It also brings him into the next world, which is concealed from us. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's a Lekach Tov, it's good, full of every goodness. We do not know, when it comes to buying, to purchasing something of great value, many times we really cannot understand the true value unless you're an expert. For example, if you buy precious stones, to the layman, this stone looks as good as the other stone. Compare two diamonds, and to the layman's eye, they're equal. Who knows the difference? The searcher, see, the merchant. This is his field. So how do we know its value? We know its value by the
profit that the merchant will make on it. So is it with Torah. Torah we cannot really comprehend its full value. But what can give us an indication of its full value is what was Moshe Rabbeinu's profit from bringing us the Torah. It states that Moshe lo yada ki koran or ponov. Moshe didn't realize that his face became full of radiance and light after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah. From there we can comprehend what is Torah. Now, we'll have to explain that a little more in a minute. But from here we see that the essence of Torah is light. And Moshe became full of light from acquiring this Torah and bringing it to us. We see Moshe in particular, not the prophets. This didn't happen to anyone else, even though many, many prophets spoke to Hashem. Because nobody acquired Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. This came from the Torah. Then the Midrash concludes. Moshe LeMelech Shoyis Abbas Shechidah. This can be explained by a king who had an only daughter. Now, this represents, if a king has a daughter, there's a great bond between the daughter and the king, the daughter and the father. They're from the same flesh and blood. And so is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah are chadhu. States, Kuchibrihu v'yaraisa chadhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one. Because the Torah is the Darkei Hashem, the way, his way in the world. And therefore, if the Torah is part of Hashem himself, so just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can encompass everything, so does the Torah encompass everything. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known as the Metzias HaOr, the ultimate of light, so is his Torah. And just like someone who takes the daughter of the king, he creates a bond with the king himself. So by someone who takes the Torah, he's creating a bond not only with the Torah but with Hashem himself and with all of this light. And therefore by Moshe, when he took this Torah, he became full of light. And just like it is, one cannot separate himself from his daughter, because in reality they are flesh and blood, so can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate himself from his Torah. So therefore Hashem said, Ki lekach tov, it has another goodness in it. Because whenever you buy something, you get the article, but you don't get the merchant. Here, when you bought this Torah from me, it's as if you got the merchant also. Kaveh Yochel, it's as if you acquired me also. And the Maral asks the question, notice it states, Bas Yechido, a parable of a king who has an only daughter. Why an only daughter? Because when he has an only daughter, then between the king and the daughter, the only daughter, is a full bond with no reservation whatsoever. If he has two daughters or three daughters, then it's not a full bond between each one, because it has to encompass many. And so is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not have two Torahs. He does not have three Torahs. He has only one, And therefore there's a full bond between he and the Torah. And this Torah he gave only to one. Just like when he gives his daughter to a prince, he gives her only to one prince. And now a full bond is made between the prince and the daughter and the king. So does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give his Torah only to one nation, only to Israel. And now there's a full bond, a bris, a kesher, that's made between Israel and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what is meant, that Kudshi Baruch Hu, Raisa, Yisrael, Chatu. All three are one. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that just like the king says, I've given my daughter away, but I cannot cut her off from me. So therefore, make for me a bais, a small house. Wherever you will go, I will be able to be there also. Kachoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've given my Torah away, and I cannot cut myself off from her. So therefore, make a mishkan for me. Vasuli migdosh v'shochanti b'seichom, in order that I may dwell with you and the Torah. So we see from here that the whole reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to make a sanctuary was not merely because he wanted to live amongst us now, because he gave us the Torah. And once he gave us the Torah, he said, I cannot be without the Torah. And therefore, make for me also a bais, that I might come and live together with my Torah. So we see that the prime, central feature of the Mishkan was the Torah. The Midrash also says in Parshas Truma, Os Zayin. Amar Barachya Hakein Berebi. B'neig Shebeilam Ora Meche Chevitz Miteich Beisei Hu Otz Avalov. Ba'akodesh Bochu Nosan Teder Yisrael B'somach. Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lachem. When generally when someone sells something from his house, he's sad because he doesn't like to see it leave. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. He was happy when he gave away the Torah to Israel, because with this he was creating this bond. B'neig Shebeilan Adam Lekeach Chefetz Meitza Leshomrei Aval HaTorah Meshameres Ba'alo Ba'aleho. Generally when you sell something to someone buys something, now he's got a daiga, he's got a concern as to guard it, to watch it. You buy a new car, you got to build a garage for it, and you got have to lock it up good. You have to watch it. When it comes to the Torah guards the people. That when you buy the Torah, you don't have to watch it, but the Torah will watch you. As it states, Bislach lechon tancha esoch, that when you walk, it will guard you, it will lead you. B'neig sheba eilam Odom lekeha chevitz min ashuk shema yocha lignais balov. It's common that when you buy something, you're just buying the article, you're not buying the merchant. But by Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kaviyochol li atem lekhim. You are buying me also. And therefore build for me a mishkan. And then the Midrash says even further. The Midrash says, Torah tziva lono meisha meireshes kilash Yisrael. That Torah Hashem commanded to Meisha,
and it's a mereshes, it's an inheritance to Israel. Al tihi kere meirosho, ela meurosho.
It does not mean it's an inheritance, but it means it's betrothed.
Ma chosen zeh, kol zman shele nosa arutzosoi.
If you have a chosen who's engaged, he's betrothed to his bride,
but they're not married yet. Who have a paradoran, leves om chomot.
He's always a guest, and he's always found in his father-in-law's house. You become engaged, you're always in your future father-in-law's house. You come to visit all of the time.
Mishanoso,
but once they get married, hariyaviyo bo etzlo, then it's the opposite. The father and the mother of the daughter, they come to visit him. They come to his house once he's married.
Kach achalei nos natari l'Israel. Before the Torah was given to Israel,
it states Moshe olelakim. Moshe went up to Hashem. Moshe became a guest by Hashem.
Mishanit the Torah, but once the Torah was given, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe v'asu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'seichon.
Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be a guest by you. Build for me a mishkan that I may dwell amongst you. So here we see the same principle. In Parshas Nitzavim, at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, in Devarim Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe told the people, "Ki amitzvah hazeis asher anochi metzavcha hayom." This mitzvah which I am commanding you today, leniflesi mimcho velerechekehi, it is not beyond you and it is not far away from you. Levashomayimhi, it's not in the heavens. Lemor mi alelono ashomayim avikochecholono, it's not in the heavens that you will have to go in the heavens to get it. Lemeiver aliamhu, it's not on the other side of the sea that you will have to go find it on the other side of the sea. Many times, if you want wealth, you have to travel overseas. Ki korev elecho adover meod, but it is very close to you. Bificho ubilvovcha laseisoi, it's very close to you, in your mouth and in your hearts to do it. The Medrash says, what is the meaning to this? Why is this so close to you? So the Medrash brings in Parshas Nitzavim
L'mahad Ovedema L'bas Melech Shelo Hayo Odom Makiro. There was a great king and he had a daughter and the daughter was a princess, and this was very common by royalty, that it was very difficult to come and see a king or to see a prince, and especially the princess. So he would be very, very careful about her being in public. He didn't want people to see her. And the king had an ohu vechod, a very, very dear friend. And he would go and visit the king all of the time. And when he would visit the king, the king's daughter would be there with them. And the king would not tell her to go out. So one day the king said, see how much you are dear to me. He says, there's no living person that looks at my daughter, that knows my daughter. And yet, when you come, She's always there.
So see how dear you are to me.
Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. So did Hashem say to Israel. Ru'u ma atem chavivim olai.
See how dear you are to me.
Shein beria bepaltin sheli makeres haTorah.
There is not a creature in my palace which can comprehend the Torah. As it states, v'ne'el me'enei kol choy, in Iyov, chav ches, that the Torah is concealed from all life. All of the creatures and all of the angels which I have created in my palace, the Torah is concealed from them.
V'lachem nisatiho,
but to you I have given it to. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the Torah is concealed from everyone. I don't let anybody look at it. But I've given it to you. So from there you should see how close you are to me.
אבל אתם לא נפלאים ממקו, אלא קורא ואילך הדבר מיד.
So this is what Moshe said when he said, don't feel that the Torah is in the heavens and you have to go into the heavens to get it. Don't feel it's me'eva le'yam, it's on the other side of the sea. But Korov, it's very close to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Israel and only to Israel.
Korov adover me'ed b'ficho b'levovcha la'seisai. And then he said, b'ni im yed ivreteire k'levim lachem.
He said, my son, my bonal, if my children, if you will take Torah close to you, afani kere eschem krevim, then I will call you close to me. As it states, livnei Yisrael am krevai. If you take the Torah close to you, you are taking me close to you. And then you are becoming close to me. This is representing the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Klal Yisrael. Now, so for this reason, that the first sibui, the first command of the Mishkan, when it came to build the Mishkan, was v'osli aron, v'osli oron, that you shall make for me an oron, an ark for the Torah, because this was the prime feature in the Mishkan. And the Medrash Rabbah brings in Parshas Truma, Lamed Aleph Beis. Maha Torah Keduma Lachol. The Medrash asks, is explaining why was the first command in the Asiyas HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, to make an Oron. Maha Torah Keduma Lachol Kach B'maisa HaMishkan Higdim Eso Oron Lachol HaKelim. Just like Torah preceded the entire world in the making of the Mishkan also, the Oren which held the Torah preceded the entire world. The Oren which held the Torah preceded all of the other vessels of the Mishkan. Maha Or Kedim Lachol Maisa Bereishis. Just like light preceded the whole creations, as it states, Vayima Elokim Yehi Or. The light was the first creation that Hashem made. After Mishkan, so with the Mishkan, Ateirish Nikreis Or. Torah, which is called Or, as it states, Ki Ne Mitzvah V'Torah Or, Kodmu Ma'aseh L'Chol HaKelim, came first. Now, this that the Medrash brings, that Torah preceded the creation of the world, and therefore in building the Mishkan, Torah should precede in everything that was done in the Mishkan. Right, that we can understand. But what is meant that Torah was called Or, is light, and the first creation in the physical world was light, so therefore the first creation, the first Asiyah in the Mishkan was the Oren, which was light. Actually, the Medrash brings that the Oron, it received its name Oron because Kula Or, because it was all light. And it housed the Torah and the tablets, which were light. But what does this have to do with the physical creation? That the first creation in the physical world was the Or HaShemesh, the light of the sun. So in this we have to understand why is the Torah called Or? Ki ner mitzvah ve Torah Or. The Torah is called Or, and a light, and a mitzvah is called a candle. So the Maral explains, in our world, the antithesis to the earth is light. Because if you go into the earth, there's no light there whatsoever. If you dig deep into the earth, it'll be total darkness. Not only that, but the essence of earth is the opposite of light. The earth is thick. It's heavy. Mix it with water, it becomes muddy. There's no light in earth. It's the antithesis of light. And why is that? Because the earth is the ultimate of the Chomer, of the Gashmi. The earth is the most physical part of the universe. And light is the least physical part of the universe. If we examine all of the elements that the universe was made out of, the most physical is the earth, and the least physical is light. This is why the higher you go, the less physical the light becomes, the clearer the light becomes. So the greatest element, which is a bilti gashmi, which lacks the physical matter in the universe, is the light. That's in the physical world. Therefore, when we refer to something from the spiritual world, we refer to it as the concept of light, or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Or. He is considered all light. The fact is, the Maral brings in a place that it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person B'Tselem Elokim also so. That he made him in his own image. He says, what was that image? What kind of image does a person have which is the image of Hashem? To the contrary, states that Hashem has no image whatsoever. So Hashem has no image whatsoever because an image to us is something with dimensions, which means physical matter. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not physical matter. So what does it mean, B'Tselem Elokim Otsoisom, that he made us with a image? He says that's the Or, that's the light which he imparted from himself upon the human being. And that's why the human being has a light. The radiance of his face. This is why we find that the radiance of the face of the human being is only while he's alive. Once he dies, he still has the matter, the physical matter of the body. But the radiance departs, because that departs with the soul of the nefesh. And this is why it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that to Adam HaRishon that you shall rule over the entire universe. Yodu bidgei hayom, to the depths of the sea and to the heights of the sky. Ki b'tzelem elokim, because I have made you in the image of Hashem, in my image. And it was that image, that radiance, is what cast a fear on all of the other creatures of the world. And when that image is in its full strength, and that was before the man sinned, then all of the creatures of the world was afraid of him. Even now, the Gemara brings that Tinek ben Yemai ein sorach l'shemer imina achborim. A child is born, you don't have to watch him from the rodents. Og melech haboshon meis, but Og, the great king of Boshon, who was a giant, he dies. Sorach l'shemer imina achborim, you have to guard him from the rodents. Because once that image departs, then they have no fear anymore. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. Now, when he came to create the world, so he came to impart from his light and the Torah's light. First he imparted his light to the Torah. The Torah was created before the world. And then from the Torah into the world. So the contact between the physical world and the spiritual world first came with the physical light, because the physical light is the least of all of the physical properties of this world. That's why first HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayi Or, let there be light, and this was the physical light from the physical sun. Then later on he started to create further levels of Gashmi and Chemer, of physical matter. This is why that first he created the physical light, because he was imparting his spiritual light into the world, and then later came to the level of more physical matter. So this is what the Medrash says. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan, so first he told them to build an Oren? Because just as he created the world, first came the physical light, so when he's creating the Mishkan, just as he created the world, so first was the physical light, so now when he's creating the Mishkan, that the Mishkan is representing the spiritual world, so first the Oren, which was for the Torah, which was Kula Or. And this is why when Moshe took the Torah, it states Lo Yoda Ki Koran Or Ponav. He didn't realize, but when he took the Torah, he amassed so much of that light that there was an enormous radiance coming from his face, and the people could not even look at him. This was the gift that Moshe received. So the center point of the Mishkan was the Torah, and therefore the first of the Kelim was the Oren. And that and in Parshas Truma it states first we also Aron Atheshitim, that you shall make an Oren for the Torah. And on top of the Oren was the Shnayim Kruvim, the Kaporis, the golden top, and there were the Shnayim Kruvim, the two angels that were Porsei Kanafayim, that they had spread out their wings and they were facing each other. Ufaneim Ishal Achiv. This represented, one was Israel and the other was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bond between them, which came because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Israel, like we explained. And therefore it states in Parshas Truma, Chov Beis Benoareti Lachosh Shom, that I will make myself known to you there, V'dibarti Itcho Me'al HaKaporis Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice came down into the world
through this, through the golden top of the Orem, and between the two Kruvim, which was on the Orem. And that's where Moshe would hear the Tzibuim, all of the commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says further, Omer b'Yehuda b'Reb Sholom, Omer l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, why does it say we also Aron? When it came to making all of the vessels, there it states that you shall make in the singular. But when it came to the making of the Aron HaKodesh, there it states they shall make. Okay. What was the difference? So Omar Yehuda Bereb Shalom, Omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, Yavo HaKol B'Yasku Be'Oren. When it came to something, to the other Kelim, then HaKodesh Baruch Hu didn't mind if only certain segments or certain people were occupied with this. But when it came to making the Oren HaKodesh, then HaKodesh Baruch Hu said he wanted all of Yisrael to help. Let everybody come and help. Kedeshi Yisku Kulam LeTorah. So everyone will have a chelek, a part in Torah. And this is what Reb Shimon Yochai said, Gimel Ksorim. When it came to the on the Oren, it states Azer Zohov, that there should be a golden crown. And on the Shulchan, on the table, it said that the Azer Zohov, there should be a golden crown. And on the Mizbeach, on the altar, it said there should be a golden crown. What were these three golden crowns? These represented the crown of kingship, which was the Shulchan, the table, the crown of Kuhuna, the priesthood, which was the Mizbeach, the altar, and the crown of Torah, which was the Orem. Keser Malchus Zeh HaShulchan, Keser Kuhuna Zeh HaMizbeach, Keser Torah Zeh HaOrem. Mipnei ma bekulan ksi vosiso loy uba orin ksi vosiso olov. Now, on the, all of them, when it came to the table and the altar, it states, vosiso loy, you shall make for it. But when it came to the orin, there it states, vosiso olov, you shall make on it. For all of them it states, you shall make a crown for it, vasisalei. But when it came to the Oren, there it states, vasisa olav, you shall make on it. Lelam decho, shekeser Torah meule yesi mekulam. To teach us that Keser Torah is higher than all of the others. And therefore, zocha adam le Torah ki ilu zocha lekulam. When he merits Torah, he acquires Torah, it's as if he acquires all of the others also. Because everyone, not everyone was in the bris, in the covenant of Kohuna, of priesthood. And not everyone was in the bris, in the covenant with Malchus, of kingship. But everyone was in the covenant of Torah. And then the Gemara in the Medrash brings, if one wants to know how great Torah is, what does it do for a person? So the Gemara tells us as follows, the Gemara Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says that Shlema Melech wrote in Mishlei, Yikore hi mipnimim, that the Torah is more precious to Hashem than mipninim. The simple meaning of the word mipninim is pearls. But it's spelled chosar, it's lacking a letter, which infers that it does not mean pearls, but it means from that which is most inward. The Torah is more precious to Hashem even from he who is most inward. What is it referring to? Kohen Godel shenichnas lifnai ulifnim.
even from he that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshi, the Lifnai or Lifnim, the most innermost chambers, the Torah is more precious. So the Gemara darshans that what happens if you have a person, a Kohen Gadol, and he goes Lifnai Lifnim, he goes into the innermost chambers, and that's where the Torah was, that's where the Oren was, that's where the Luchais, the tablets were, and the Sefer Torah was. But he's an Am Oretz. He's ignorant of the Torah. He's still a Kohen. A Kohen you're born into. And somehow he became the Kohen Gadol, which was not very, shouldn't be very common, because the Kohen Gadol was supposed to be the Gadol Meyachov, the greatest of the Kohanim, but he became a Kohen Gadol. And he went into the innermost chambers, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where only the Kohen Gadol would go, on Yom HaKippurim, the whole year. That's the only time. So he was the one who went into the innermost chambers. But he was an Am Oretz. Then you had someone who was a Mamzer. Mamzer is someone who's born from a prohibited union, from adultery, from incest. Now these are two extremes. Because the Shevet Levi was Mekudesh. They were sanctified from Klal Yisrael. In Shevet Levi, the Kahanim were sanctified from Shevet Levi. And the Kohen Gadol was sanctified from all of the Kahanim. He was given more mitzvahs and more prohibitions. There were people that all of Yisrael could marry. The Kohanim could not. There were people that the Kohanim could marry, that the Kohen Gadol could not. So he was the most sanctified. The Mamzer is the least sanctified of Klal Yisrael. So you have these two extremes. But what happens if you have, the Gemara says that the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham. He learned Torah and he became a great Talmud Chacham. And the Kohen Gadol is an ignoramus. Who do you have to give kovet to first? So there's a mitzvah v'kidashtoi, which means v'kidashtom, that if kahanim are present, you must give them honor. We call them up to the Sefer Torah first. And if there's a Kohen present, you're supposed to let him make hametzi and let him bench and so forth. So let's say there's a Kohen Gadol here who's an ignoramus, and there is a Mamzi here who's a Talmud Chacham. So the halacha is you have to give honor to the Mamzi Talmud Chacham before the Kohen Gadol Am Oretz. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Mishle, Yukora hi mipnimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Torah is more dear to me than he who goes into the innermost chambers. If the Kohen Gadol is a Talmud Chacham also, that's a different story. Then he has both Kedushas. But if he's an Am Oretz, the Mamzer would get first. And why is this? So the Maral explains, because the kohuna, the priesthood, that's a kedushas haguf. That's a physical sanctification. He's born physically into the kohuna. The Mamzer, that's a physical profanity. He was born with a physical blemish of being a Mamzer. But the Torah supersedes all of this. The Torah, when it enters into the person, it lifts the person beyond the level of physical matter. Because it's kula or. It's light from the next world. And it's mechubar, it's kosher, it's bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe took Torah, it became all kula or, all light. So therefore it raises a person up from his physical blemishes, his physical imperfections, and brings him to enormous spiritual heights. So therefore if you have a Kohen Gadol that's an Am Oretz, and a Mamzer that's a Talmud Chacham, so the Mamzer called it. So here the Chazal give us, that's what is meant, that Vosiso Zer Vasisa lays there. By the others it states that you shall make for them a crown. But Vasisa loves there, but by the order it states you shall make on it a crown. That crown of Torah is elevated far beyond the crown of Malchus or the crown of Kohuna, of kingship or priesthood. This gives us an insight as to how great the Torah is. And further, it gives us an insight into the whole plan of the Mishkan, the whole reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, build for me a Mishkan, so I should dwell amongst you, is not like we often think, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely wants to dwell amongst us. Now, because I gave you my Torah, and you have taken my Torah, and I cannot separate myself from my Torah, now I must dwell amongst the people who have taken my Torah. So therefore, it's the Torah which brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the sanctuary, into Klal Yisrael. This is an explanation in the plan and the purpose of the Mishkan. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.